This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR. Political parties have intensified their election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Addressing public rallies in Jammu and Haryana, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "The people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for their children." He said the huge voting in the last two phases of assembly elections in the Union Territory is a testimony to this. Addressing her first election rally at Bishna in Jammu, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra alleged that Lieutenant Governor has been working for the outsiders and not for the people of Jammu and Kashmir. She alleged that all small businesses are being destroyed by bringing in outside companies. Voting for 40 assembly segments in the last phase will be held on Tuesday. President Draupadi Murmu has said that celebrations like Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav will help the exchange of culture and increase awareness of the rich heritage of various places in the country. Inaugurating the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam Sikandarabad in Telangana this evening, the president said culture, heritage and art will strengthen unity in diversity. The Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav is the first event dedicated to the rich and diverse cultural heritage of the Northeast states. The vibrancy of the Northeast region has been brought alive at the Mahotsav, which will be open to the public from tomorrow until the 6th of next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will address a high-level session of the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York today shortly. The theme for the general debate is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. Earlier in the day, Dr. Jayashankar chaired the BIMSTEC informal foreign ministers meeting in New York in preparation for the upcoming BIMSTEC Leaders Summit. He said in a social media post that he took stock of India's close cooperation in health, food security, trade, investment, economy and energy. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group had also confirmed Israelis' claims that its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed. Earlier, Israeli military spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani, announced on social media that Hassan Nasrallah is dead. Moreover, the commander of Hezbollah's southern front, Ali Karki, along with additional Hezbollah commanders, was also killed in the airstrike in Beirut's southern suburb of Dayeh. The Consulate General of India in New York has informed that the Indian-American community, that no new changes have been introduced in the recent past for overseas citizenship of India OCI card holders. In a social media post, the Consulate General said that news reports claiming restrictions have been placed on OCI card holders are false. It said the provisions of the Gazette notification dated 4th March 2021 regarding the rights of OCI card holders continues to remain in force. In cricket, the day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh has been called off due to rain without a ball being bowled at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. For Bangladesh, Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when the stumps were drawn yesterday afternoon. In football, India defeated Nepal 4-2 in a high-octane semi-final of SAF Under-17 2024 Championship at Changli Mithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan. In the final, India will face Bangladesh on 30th of September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.